Confessions of Negative Attitudes. Through all of this, the review carried statements from lay members and ministers confessing their wrong attitudes about both organization and the spirit of prophecy. Frederick Wheeler's confession, published in the Review of December 3, was typical. It was heartfelt and extended, and said in part, "I have been slow to engage in the work of organization. I regret this, and intend for the future to be more diligent, believing it will accomplish a work in bringing the church on higher and holier ground. I humbly ask forgiveness of God and all my brethren, and ask an interest in their prayers." Ibid, December 3, 1861. A confession was also made by J.N. Andrews, who, writing from Waukon, Iowa, on November 28, 1861, confessed his negative attitude and influence concerning the testimony of the Spirit of God, given through vision to Sister White. He referred to his turning around, stating that the present work of organization meets my hearty approval. Ibid, December 17, 1861. There was one more step to be taken in church organization, and that was the binding of the state conferences together in the General Conference of Seventh-day Adventists.